Good afternoon, Patriots. It is Thursday, August 16th. I am Pragmatic. This is my latest QAnon video. For those of you who are doing your own QD codes at home, you can find Q posts on QAnon.app. For those who want to get alerts on your mobile devices on Android, anyway, you can get Q drops and Q alerts. My theme for this video is we are in control. A lot of information to cover. Q has been very busy. This is a post. It's about Alex Jones. Note to Alex Jones shills, anybody who hacks a site and then brings it down but publishes a useful and informative redirect page. It's obvious this is a staged attack. Why am I not surprised? So, and there's a, I guess, an innuendo that some of the attacks that Alex Jones is undergoing may not be for the purpose that we have been told. Therefore, moving along, Q responded with this: actors will act. We target NBC. NBC targets Q. Strategic, we are in control. And that is about Alex Jones' attorney, who said in court that his performance really is just, he's an actor, he's playing a role. And that was during, I think it was a custody battle. So Q is suggesting that some of this, some of these attacks are strategic, they're controlled, and they're for a purpose. Q posted this. This is a, click on this and make it a little bit bigger. It is, there's a couple of links at the top. One is to a Donald Trump tweet, and the other is to a tweet by Maria Bartiromo. Q put in boom, 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 boom. Why did NBC have a confidential conference call yesterday with a few of its news affiliates regarding the need to remove potentially sensitive tweets? Panic at NBC News, there's another link to an NBC News status. Has Media Matters been hired to locate and identify potentially sensitive tweets from known characters? The more you know. Like, here's one of the NBC tweets. They posted an article on how to delete old tweets. Because this issue of people and their off-color humor and their jokes about pedophilia is coming back to bite them. And this was the link that Q linked to. It's another hit piece on Q. The crazy conspiracy theory that Trump supporters are following. Q also linked to this tweet by the president. Seems like the Department of Justice and the FBI had a program to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. This is a quote from Daryl Issa. If this had happened to the other side, everybody involved would be in jail. This is the media cover-up of the biggest story of our time. And then here's the Maria Bartiromo tweet. Today we explore the Q question. What is the downside of Donald Trump declassifying all the docs related to the Trump-Russia collusion scam? We ask former Attorney General Michael Mukasey, Devin Nunes, Intel Committee, Sunday Futures on Fox, why can't we see the docs? That's a good question, and I think we are going to see the docs. I think that's going to be declassified soon. Don't know when. The Mockingbird media wants you to think that the enemies of the president are running their game plan. They claim that the walls are closing in as the president is fighting for survival against a better equipped and stronger opponent, but nothing could be further from the truth. Q posted this on October 28th last year. The president knew removing rogue elements as a first step was essential to a free and pass legislation. Who has access to everything classified? Do you believe Hillary, Soros, Obama, etc. have more power than Trump? Fantasy. Whoever controls the office of the presidency controls this great land. They never believed for a moment they, Democrats and Republicans, would lose control. This is not a Republican versus Democrat battle. They both lost control. Why did Soros donate all of his money recently? I think he put it into a nonprofit. Why would he place all of his funds in an RC? Mockingbird Media, 10-30-17. God bless all patriots. So this Anon posted this. You, Q, and the president are most definitely in control. Trust the plan. Where we go one, we go all. Godspeed. And Q responded, important takeaway is we have had the ball the entire time. Think offense. Why did POTUS move his entire operation out of Trump Tower, TT, the day after Admiral Rogers and the SCIF meeting? The world is watching. The world is here. Eyes are on. Cue. Well, the president moved his transition team out of Trump Tower because Admiral Rogers informed him that they were being bugged. So they moved everything to the golf course at Bedminster. And I'm sure Rogers brought them all up to speed on what they were facing. The president has been on offense ever since then. Dan Bongino, some time ago, suggested that Rogers waited until a SCIF could be put in place at Trump Tower before the meeting with the transition team. That would allow classified information to be shared there. So that is good confirmation. Here's some background information on Admiral Rogers, his meeting at Trump Tower. This was an article by the Conservative Treehouse. You can just do a search for it, Operation Condor. Sundance does a really nice breakdown of what was involved with Mike Rogers' meeting at Trump Tower. Q said, "The deep state is in full-blown panic mode. Enjoy the show. Each fake news article, written or attack, is a badge of honor. Military grade Q." One of the Anons asked about the DOJ airplanes flying to Little Rock, Arkansas, related to the Clinton Foundation investigation. Q said, "Nope, do not link those planes to the Clinton Foundation. That is, the documents for that are being kept in New York City, and that will all be going through Utah, through Huber, no doubt." Q posted this back in May. "Why is New York Attorney General Schneiderman resignation important? What past and present current high-profile FBI investigations are within the jurisdiction of New York? Define roadblock, you have more than you know." So the Clinton Foundation investigation was within the jurisdiction of the Eastern District of New York. That's where it's being handled. This is an article about that. Critical thinking. This is a, I don't know if you can see this, but I found this graphic and I kind of like it. It has a lot of questions you can ask yourself if you're going through the process of critical thinking. And this next part requires a lot of critical thinking. And it's just questions like who, what, where, when, and why. An example would be, who benefits from this? Who is this harmful to? Who makes decisions about this? Who is most directly affected? Who have you also heard discuss this? And the what? What are the strengths and weaknesses? What is another perspective? What's another alternative? What would be a counter argument? What is the best and worst case scenario? What is the most and least important? In the where category, where would we see this in a real world? Where are there similar concepts and situations? Where is this most needed? Where in the world would this be a problem? Where can we get more information? So you get the idea. It's just a lot of questions you can ask when you're trying to think outside the box. One of the Anons asked if they were getting close regarding the truth about whether a message was sent when the airplane crashed on Ketron Island after being stolen from SeaTac Airport. Are the autists hot or cold? There's way too much speculation. Yes, there was a lot of speculation. And I said in my last video, I did not want to speculate on that because I didn't really understand where it was going. And I don't know that I still do. And Q's answer didn't help us a whole lot. This is the answer. Okay, calculate probability. What is the mathematical probability that a rogue missile launched at or near a runway plane? Was he a trained pilot? How fast did the intercept occur? Think missile intercept. Think aircraft. Outside of standard deviation, do people travel to islands to, in brackets, fish? How many billionaires own islands? How many billionaires live on islands? GOT in brackets, clandestine Q. All right. So, does that make it clear what Q was talking about, what was happening with that airplane? I didn't think so. Yeah, let's look at some of the answers from the Anons. One of the Anons came up with these answers, and let me move this over a bit. Okay, I'll take a shot at it even though I'm not sure. So, the Anons calculate probability. The Anon said, I'm going to multiply estimated probabilities of different events in order to compute a compound probability. What is the mathematical probability that a rogue missile launched at or near the runway plane? Cannot parse precisely. What's the chance someone launched a rogue missile at or near a runway plane? Near zero, I would think. Unless they knew in advance that it was going to run away because it was entirely their op, in which case the probability would be high. Was he a trained pilot? The news said no, but he flew like one. Right, he flew barrel rolls and he was doing all kinds of acrobatic stuff in that plane. Hard to believe that this guy did not have some training. So then the next question, how fast did the intercept occur? Very fast. The F-15s were scuttled from Portland up to the Seattle area. That is about 100 miles. And, you know, F-15s can fly pretty fast. But they were there very quickly, almost as if they anticipated that or maybe got tipped off. Q said, think missile intercept. That's the thing that's got me. Q is, I think, suggesting that the airplane was used the way a missile is used. And the Anon says, if our guys were planning to intercept a missile, they'd take off fast, fly supersonic to get there. And they did arrive fast. One Anon calculated 1,500 knots, which is just under their max speed of Mach 2.5. And they didn't waste any time getting the planes warmed up. Q says, think aircraft, think about the runaway AC or the F-15s that intercepted. Outside of standard deviation. And the Anon says, now having computed the compound probability, that is that number so many standard deviations outside that we could conclude no coincidence was involved. That our guys knew everything that was going to happen and were totally prepared for it. He asked the question. He didn't actually answer it. Do people travel to islands to fish? They do, but what does fish mean? A lot of rich people, billionaires, own islands. A lot of them live on islands. And Catron Island has a population of 17. I used to live in that area. Used to drive by that all the time, going down through Steilacoom. From the boardwalk in Steilacoom, you can look out and see Catron Island. You can see Anderson Island. And it's a very sparsely populated island. There's only ferry travel to and from it. It has, like I said, population of 17. It was owned by a very wealthy man years ago who was going to build a housing development. And then when he found out how much money it was going to cost to put in a sewer, he abandoned that idea. So I've been looking on the boards. I've been looking at some of the Discord servers, looking around on the Great Awakening on Reddit, and I am not seeing a whole lot of good information about this particular situation. Q, in a previous post, when his trip code got compromised by the Black Hats, Q posted this, fishing is fun, these people are stupid. And of course, fish was in brackets the way it was in brackets in this previous post. So I'm guessing they're related, and maybe this airplane being stolen and being crashed in Catron Island has something to do with catching the bad guys doing something, although I'm not exactly sure how this would work out. This decode of Fish Forensic Information Scanning Hub has not been confirmed by Q. A lot of people have different ideas, but nothing's been confirmed yet. Q did talk about a clandestine operation at the very end. Clandestine is an intelligence or military op carried out in such a way that the operation goes unnoticed by the general population or the enemy. So was it a white hat operation? I don't know. It's a good question. Fox News and several other news agencies did confirm that they identified the body of the pilot. I don't have a whole lot more on that. Anon posted this. I'm so proud to be a part of this movement. It's a whole lot of attention for a LARP. And Q then posted this. It's rather long. Not seen since the WikiLeaks Podesta email dumps. Similar in nature to the attacks on the president. Think waves. Think coordinated. think all outlets utilized. Fake news, the fake MAGA, foreign and domestic. Are the emails in the WikiLeaks Podesta dump authentic? Has the president made a statement as president that hasn't ended up being true and correct? Destroy the narrative. This is much bigger than even the autists can imagine. Much bigger. Repeats are necessary. 5,000 new people a day. Welcome to the awakening. Free information. Power back to the people. With knowledge comes power. Q. And that is some good information. I sometimes get a little bit annoyed with Q posting the same things over and over. And then I realize, yeah, we do have a lot of new people coming in. So I have taken my time as much as possible to go back over old drops from Q, to connect them to the new drops and connect them to ones that Q is reposting for the benefit of people that are coming on board who haven't been around that long. Q sometimes posts diagrams to illustrate the connections between bad actors. For this one, there's been a lot of speculation and controversy. You see MOS at the top, then you see the alt media, the U.S. Mainstream media, and then U.S. politicians. Below that, you've got some ellipsis with fill in the blanks. Those who scream the loudest find the connections, one-to-one, one-to-one. Primary, and then affiliate A, affiliate B, affiliate C, marching to the same beat, coincidence, logical thinking, Q. I don't know what MOS stands for, and honestly, I don't really care. To me, a simple decode for this is there are top-level people who are calling the shots. They are pushing a narrative, and they feed it down to people below them in the alt media, the mainstream media, and the politicians. They filter it down to people below them. And that's, for me, that's all I need to know right now. The MOS is, however, if for those who want a decode on that, when Q's board trip code got compromised, Q posted this: every CIA MOS tactic of infiltration and internal disruption is being deployed on this board in the central hub. The world is here. Recognize. So MOS has been equated to CIA. Is it Mossad? Could be. I don't know. We haven't got confirmation on that yet, but it could be. Q uses a variation on CIA that makes it not obvious and not to be, it's something that wouldn't be picked up by artificial intelligence, and I think MOS is a similar, it's a code for something, probably an intelligence agency, could be Mossad. And Anon posted a tweet about a shooter at a Walmart in Pennsylvania. And Q posted this: do you believe in coincidences? California light fires dropped. Next, the man was caught who follows Q, the guy who started the fires in California. Think about the previous boom, boom, booms. What happened? Random coincidences, conspiracy. Reread drops regarding setup. For those of you who are new, I'll just give you a couple of cases. Back in April, Q posted this, four booms. And then Q posted this, we're being set up. Threat, past booms, Texas bomber, new booms, plane crash, and the plane 17 drop. These people are sick. They were trying to tie Q into the Austin bomber story. A guy who was a serial bomber who was detonating bombs down in the Austin, Texas area. And then there was the story of the airplane that had engine failure. They actually tried to tie Q to both of those incidents with the boom posts. So then Q posted this, armed man at the Hoover Dam, regarding link to Q. They will not stop, nothing to see here. Ask yourself why, Q. And a lot of articles on Q have tied this guy who drove his truck up on the Hoover Dam to the Q movement. And it's just an attempt to smear the movement. I did want to tell you that on Tuesday night, I had several dreams where I watched government secrets being revealed, and in particular, secrets about the intelligence agencies. I think we have a lot of that to look forward to in the next couple of months. All right, Q posted this. It's a very long post. I broke it into two sections. Actually, Q broke it into two sections. And we're going to cover the first part here. The first part is an outline of operations carried out by the Obama administration under secrecy. It seems to outline the need to hide communications from someone, and I'm guessing that would be patriots in the military and in the NSA. So we have this, and let me see if you can, I can get this all in on the screen here. Yeah, that'll work. Gmail drafts, Google safeguarded at the highest level, access, and then brackets three, Google server routing, non-US based, another set of brackets, sample, wet work, human trafficking, sharing of ICE, Border Patrol, classified intel, schedules to safeguard, exit and entrance, sharing of FBI classified intel to safeguard private ops, sharing of DOJ, where we stand, investigations and guide to overcome, dismiss, and win. Transfer of money to leftist organizations, DOJ settlements, off-book meetings, playdates, stand-down orders, non-action orders, Muslim Brotherhood, cross-coordinated with UK assets, Obama Pro in SIS UK, and Prime Minister. Coordinate with foreign actors for payment of money and disperse. Coordinate with aid organizations for illegal plans. Ham radio instructions if remote, minus five. All right, let me break each of those down. And I've basically got a news article that explains each of those entries. Q has told us that North Korea was controlled by the deep state until recently when the president cut the strings of control. We have this post from Q in March. Thank you, Kim. Deal made. Clowns out. Strings cut. We took control. Iran next. This was in kind of a setup to the Trump-Kim peace talks in Singapore. The removal of the control of the CIA in North Korea allowed Kim Jong-un to make better choices like denuclearization. Prior to this, North Korea was under the thumb of the deep state. Countries that are under their control are subjected to human rights abuse, human trafficking, they have drug proliferation, and the countries just live in squalor. All those operations help bring in money to fund the deep state's black operations. When a nation is leveraged into submission by deep state, the way that North Korea was, they do what they're told. If a secret communications network needed to be installed, they would be obligated to go along with the plan. My theory is that Eric Schmidt, who is also under the control of the deep state and Google, worked with the CIA to set up some kind of a communications network in North Korea. They have shown some hostility toward the military and then NSA. They refused to bid on Pentagon projects, claiming to be against the immoralities of war. This is an article about Google engineers refusing to build a security tool for the military. So we know that Schmidt visited Korea in 2013. The official story was that he was there to help them modernize the internet. But if we go with Q's assertion that Schmidt and North Korea were tools of the deep state, it's more likely that they were doing something else besides creating a faster internet for North Korea. I'm guessing that Schmidt helped set up a non-US-based server in North Korea through which the deep state could, at least they hope, communicate without the NSA intercepting their messages. What kind of messages did they need to hide? These are things that Q mentioned. What about WetWorks? WetWorks was mentioned in a Podesta email here. Didn't think, and you can see this on the bottom, didn't think WetWorks meant pool parties at the Vineyard. That is thought to be a reference to an assassination, specifically of Antonin Scalia. Human trafficking that Q mentioned. This is from the WikiLeaks email, an email from Hillary Clinton talking about human trafficking in Haiti. Maybe they needed to secure a network were sharing ICE and Border Patrol classified intel schedules. Maybe that had something to do with Fast and Furious and how they ran the guns across the Mexican border. Did the FBI need to share messages about their private operations like COINTELPRO, which is a project conducted by the FBI aimed at surveilling, infiltrating, discrediting, and disrupting domestic political organizations? Since the DOJ doesn't officially comment on ongoing investigations, maybe they needed a secure network to share information about where they stood on certain investigations, how to dismiss them, how to win cases of interest to the administration, like the targeting of political groups by the IRS. Perhaps they needed a secure way to communicate about the transfer of money to leftist organizations, slush funds, and DOJ settlements. This is an article from the Daily Signal about the Obama Justice Department that set up a $1 billion slush fund where settlements out of lawsuits were going into the slush fund to fund liberal political groups. What about off-the-book meetings, play dates, stand-down orders, non-action orders, Muslim Brotherhood? We know that Susan Rice gave a stand-down order to Obama's security people regarding Russian meddling once it was discovered. Maybe they needed to coordinate with UK assets, pro-Obama people in British intelligence, and the Prime Minister. It's becoming more apparent that a lot of the Spygate operation, that it was coordinated through SIS, MI6, and GCHQ. That would definitely be a reason to have private communications. And maybe they needed a reason to coordinate with aid organizations for illegal plans, like the trafficking of children out of Haiti, if you don't know about Laura Silsby, and the trafficking that she did with the missionaries. You can read up on that. A lot of different websites have articles on it. This one's from Disobedient Media, and it's about how the media covered up the human trafficking of Laura Silsby. What about ham radio instructions? This is an article from The Federalist. Did Fusion GPS researcher avoid surveillance with a ham radio, or did they try to? Gmail drafts are messages that are composed but never sent. If you put 15 people in a Gmail draft email, you can type in a message, and if you don't send it, apparently if people are on the network, they can open the message, look at the draft, respond, and they can, and other people can open the message and look at it and respond. But if you never send it, their thinking is that it would never get scooped up by the NSA. However, that was not the case. They failed. All right, this is the second part of this long message that has the title Gmail Drafts. And now we're going to talk about the NSA. One thing I'd like to say before we go into this too far. In the past, the initials ES has indicated Eric Schmidt. Q often refers to Snowden as at Snowden. In this case, ES is actually going to refer to Edward Snowden because we're talking about the NSA spy tools and he's the one who leaked them. So why did Edward Snowden make public the NSA classified tools? Think X-Keyscore and PRISM specifically. Was such technology kept from elected officials? Was such technology kept from elected directors? Why was no such agency created? Think signals intelligence. What advantages exist to big technology, other three-letter agencies, elected officials, CEOs, foreign adversaries, etc., if such information is learned? What price are you, the public, willing to pay? Did you ever play hide and seek? Q. So, again, critical thinking suggests that if Q is asking us why Edward Snowden leaked the NSA's classified spying tools, then the real purpose is different from the one we've been told. And Snowden has been celebrated as a hero for making public the secret surveillance tools of the NSA. Q has long been telling us that this narrative was created to deceive us about Snowden's real motives. In January, Q asked us to reconcile how Snowden got through to Hong Kong and then Russia with a global security hold on his passport. Hong Kong allowed his passport to clear customs with the CIA, clowns in America, and the Department of Defense, putting a national security hold on worldwide. How did he clear customs? How did he end up in Russia? Coincidence? Who was the first agency he worked for? Who taught him the game? Who assigned him with foreign ops? Why is it relevant? Right, so Snowden initially was working for the CIA. He then went to work for Booz Allen later on and contracted with the NSA. Let's talk about the National Security Agency. During World War I, the need arose to decrypt coded radio messages. Decryption of electronic messages, signals intelligence, was primarily a military operation all through the first half of the 20th century. In 1952, President Truman established the NSA to handle the decryption and dissemination of electronic surveillance and electronic messages. That's essentially the charter of the National Security Agency. Unlike the CIA, which uses a lot of human assets on the ground, human intelligence, the NSA primarily does electronic gathering information. As technology and culture have evolved, the tools of the trade and the responsibilities of the NSA have changed. It is no longer restricted to military operations. The NSA has the ability to gather all of our private communications if they want to. The Fourth Amendment provides for our privacy and requires a government to show probable cause before surveilling us. So how do we reconcile the Fourth Amendment's protection against intrusion with the NSA's ability to gather all of our communications? You have to make a distinction between a government agency having our communications or having access to our communications in a database and someone knowing what those messages actually mean. Do you think the NSA has the manpower available to read and understand all the communications of billions of people around the world? No, they don't. They can store all that data, but they cannot possibly understand all of it. Through upstream collection, the NSA gathers large chunks of data from the internet. That data is seldom accessed by anyone. The upstream collection pool is what the NSA provides to intelligence agencies like the DOJ and the FBI when they need to access certain information when they have a warrant or when they get approval from FISA court. But generally speaking, that information sits on servers and it's really never accessed. No one reads it until they have a need for it. So over the last 30 years, there has been a war waging over privacy, and it really revolves around the government's need to access private information on a few individuals in order to assure national security versus the obligation that they have to uphold the Fourth Amendment. The creation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court arose from a perceived need to safeguard against intelligence overreach by the government. Most people are familiar with the Patriot Act, which came in the wake of the 9/11 disasters. The Patriot Act is seen by a lot of people as a case of government overreach, where we surrendered a lot of our Fourth Amendment protections. The Freedom Act, which replaced it, reauthorized some of the provisions of the Patriot Act, but it did put in place some limitations on bulk data collection. And every once in a while, the NSA does delete data they no longer need or data that they come by through faulty methods. This is an article about the NSA deleting millions of call records. So understanding that there's a tug of war underway regarding privacy, government surveillance. Now let's go back to this current Q post. Q wrote, "Why did ES, Edward Snowden, make public the NSA classified tools? Think X-Keyscore and PRISM. Was such technology kept from elected officials and directors? Why was no such agency created?" All right, when Q asks questions like this and then gives you this answer, that's usually answering the question above. So no such agency was created to assure national security through the collection, decryption, and dissemination of signals intelligence, right? What role would the NSA play if the government itself were to become a threat to national security? If members of government sold out their loyalty to foreign powers, if the government had been taken over by traitors, what role would the NSA play? In such a case, the NSA would be the only agency with the ability to capture the messages of a traitorous members of government and alert the citizens to their criminal activities. You see, as much as the NSA is kind of a risk because they could conceivably spy on all of us and keep all of our information, they're also watching the government. They're watching people who are elected, and they have their emails, they have their messages, their text messages. They're watching everyone, not just us. They're watching the people in government. Did traitors try to take over our government? Did patriots in the NSA know that it was happening? Did patriots put in place mechanisms to track the activities of corrupt government officials? I would suggest that they did. Did the CIA know about the activities of the NSA? Is there a war going on between these two agencies? Did the clowns have Snowden leak the NSA spy tools? Q asked, what advantages exist to big tech, other three-letter agencies, elected officials, CEOs, and foreign adversaries if that information was learned? What advantage would the bad guys have if the NSA's secret tools were made public? Would they be discredited and no longer trusted by the people who need to trust them if their surveillance methods were publicly known? The one agency left that was not completely corrupted. No one wants to be spied on, but if we, the people, are to be kept safe from hidden corruption in government, we have to trust an agency like the NSA to keep their eyes on everyone, on us and on elected officials. Can we trust the patriots at the NSA? What price are you, the public, willing to pay for national security? Q posted a link to an article reminding us that the CIA illegally spied on Congress, actually the Senate Intelligence Committee, as that the Senate Intelligence Committee was investigating the CIA. And when they were confronted about it, John Brennan, the director, lied about it. This is an article down here. Q said, never forget, black ops against the USA, total takeover of our country, what no agency leaked the data, no such agency, to be the NSA. Traitors all Q. And here's the link to the article about Brennan admitting to spying on Senate staffers. Q posted a link here to a Fox News article about John Brennan losing his security clearance. And here is the article. This morning, Q posted this about Edward Snowden. Ask yourself simple questions. If Snowden was trying to travel to UIO from Hong Kong, UIO is the airport in Ecuador, why would he route through Russia? How many direct flights per day from Hong Kong to Ecuador? What if Russia was the original target? Ask yourself, would you not want to be at your preferred destination prior to going public? Logical thinking. This is an article about Julian Assange and advice he gave Snowden not to seek asylum in Ecuador or anywhere in Latin America because he could be executed or taken prisoner by the CIA. Assange actually told Snowden, go to Russia, you're gonna be a lot safer. And Q is just suggesting that Russia was the original destination for Snowden. Q posted this, it is a link to an article about Google tracking your every movement, whether you like it or not. And Q wrote, Siri, FB, Facebook listens even after you remove the app. Twitter, geo-tracking location. You are under constant tracking surveillance. DARPA, Q. The Defense Agency's research wing. And that is relevant because here's the link to the article about Google tracking your movements. DARPA is related to this. In February 4th, 2004, Facebook was founded. Also on February 4th, 2004, the Pentagon killed its LifeLog project. LifeLog was a program designed to track and log all the events of a person's life, kind of like Facebook. Do we think it's a coincidence that the Pentagon killed its LifeLog project on the same day that Facebook started up? This is actually a drop that was posted some months ago, we believe, by Edward Snowden, and Q reposted it and said the person who made this connection should apply at the NSA. I find it really ironic that a lot of people are concerned about the NSA spying on them, but they don't seem to be concerned at all about Facebook, Twitter, and Google spying on them. And where is that information going and who's using it? Q posted this, and I'm just going to read this for you. Texts, emails, Gmail, drafts, Gmail, ham, communications, PlayStation and Xbox chat logs. And then we've got these initials here. JC, James Comey, BO, Bruce Orr, CS, Christopher Steele, LL, Loretta Lynch. Number two is Andrew McCabe, number two at the FBI. NO, Nellie Orr, SY, Sally Yates. Bonus round, Q. Here's the decodes. So Q is telling us, has been telling us for a long time, that these people were all communicating through game chat forums and a lot of different ways to try to avoid being detected by the NSA. And this morning, see, this post was put up yesterday. This morning, Q asked anyone having problems with their Xbox Live accounts shortly after the drop yesterday. Purge. How many coincidences before it's mathematically impossible? So one of the Anons posted this article. Xbox Live was down. A lot of people couldn't access it. And the Anon said, for anyone questioning this, whether it happened or not, it was a thing. A lot of people could not access their Xbox accounts yesterday, probably because they were wiping the servers, getting rid of data, dumping, purging data that could implicate people. Anon posted this, Gmail drafts have them terrified, Q team. He sent shockwaves to the netherworld. Q posted this. It's not actually related, but it's interesting nonetheless. This is actually about Paul Combetta, who was helped Hillary cover up her evidence with her email server. Q said, did they ask Combetta for advice? These people are stupid. Link to an article. And Q says, Oprah show, you get to go to jail, and you get to go to jail, and you get to go to jail, and you get to go to jail. You all get to go to jail. And this is the link about Combetta, who he went on Reddit, and basically he was asking around, how do you remove the name of a very VIP person from an emails that have been archived? And of course, a whole bunch of people saved those communications, and that is going to be used to implicate him. Already has been, because he was working for Hillary trying to figure out how to get rid of their emails. And this is the Oprah video that Q was referencing. Hopefully you're familiar with that. In April, Q told us that the Spygate team used game forum comms. And this is over here on the left side, April 26th. We have it all. The right people have the information. Good people are acting on the information. Think Google. Think Eric Schmidt's departure. Think North Korea. Many drafts. Many shared users, foreign and domestic. Variable access, codes, fake emails, game forum comms. New intel was revealed today. Gmail comms. R was Renegade. That was Obama. EG was Evergreen. That was... those are the Secret Service code names for Obama and Hillary. Define Evergreen. When do you call a plumber? Ongoing investigations require declassification. So that Q posted this, and Q posted a bunch of things on the Patriots Fight board, which we'll get to in just a second. Going back to the Xbox, and Anon posted this. These are graphics of the outages of service for Xbox around the country yesterday. There were a lot of people who could not access their Xbox. Q said, nothing to see here. Drops equate to reaction and action. People are just blowing it off as, well, it wasn't due to Q outing people for talking on the game comms. All right, well, you can believe what you want. Q posted this, what happens if FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, fails, or the signers, people who signed the FISA applications, cannot be trusted? Who signed the CP Carter Page FISA app? That was James Comey, Sally Yates, and Rosenstein signed one renewal. How do you keep something secure and safeguarded when those at the top of the three-letter agencies are corrupt and being removed? Patriots, one and all. And there's two links to military intelligence websites. We've got U.S. Army Intelligence and Security. And Q is telling us that if you can't trust civilian intelligence agencies, you hand things over to the military intelligence agencies and let them take care of it because they're patriots. Q posted two comments by the Anons, and the first one said, never have I been so proud to be an Army soldier. Hoo-ah. And Q said, hoo-ah, soldier, you are, thank you for your service. God bless, Q. The second Anon, Q, you have now half the board thinking ES is Eric Schmidt, and the other half thinking ES is Edward Snowden. Please confirm which is which. Q said, it should be clear in this context, ES is Edward Snowden. It should be clear based on previous drops regarding the game comms why ES was included. It should be clear that ES was used in both the Google and the Snowden drops to establish a link. So sometimes ES is Snowden, sometimes it's Eric Schmidt, when it's referring to anything related to Google. But those two things are connected, and that's why Q has been using those two things interchangeably. We are going to switch to James Comey. Former FBI Director Comey weighed in on the decision by the president to pull John Brennan's security clearance, and being the literary person that he believes himself to be, he wrote a long message here because the characters allowed by Twitter weren't enough. And Comey said, once again, this president is sending a message that he will punish people who disagree with him and reward those who praise him. In a democracy, security clearances should not be used as pawns in a petty political game to distract voters from even bigger problems. This president befriends and praises despots and dictators like Putin and Kim Jong-un. And you get the idea. I'm not going to read the whole thing. So Q posted a link to that tweet and then went into Comey's emails and found this. And it's a link to the Comey's status. And then he has line 4, email, Gmail. On December 9th of 2016, untethered to department standards, concerned dedicated resources in place are not adequate to shelter against the presidential daily brief, in which several agencies contribute. This is a quote from Comey. And then Q goes on to ask a couple of questions, and I think these are addressed to people in the FBI. Will you stand tall or will you cower? The resist operation will not provide enough public support or cover. Smile for the camera. Patriots in control. Q. So Q, like the president, likes to troll his enemies. And as long as we're on Comey, when Andrew McCabe was fired in January, this was Comey's response on Twitter. Special Agent Andrew McCabe stood tall over the last 8 months when small people were trying to tear down an institution we all depend on. He served with distinction for 2 decades. I wish Andy well. I also wish continued strength for the rest of the FBI. America needs you. That day that tweet came out, Q posted this, James Comey tweet translation. Special Agent Andrew McCabe stood tall over the last 8 years. Do not talk. When small people, sheep, were trying to tear down an institution we all depend on, cover. He served with distinction for 2 decades. We own you and your family. I wish Andy well, 187. I also wish continued strength for the rest of the FBI. General threat to others. America needs you. Activate sleeper cells. Q. 187, of course, is a reference to homicide, sleeper cells, secretive group of spies or terrorist agents that remain inactive within a target population until they're ordered to act. Q posted this and is a link to a Sarah Carter article, and Q put in quotes the word firewall. The article is right here. It's about Christopher Steele sent a text message to Bruce Orr from the Department of Justice. And this was during Comey, when he was testifying before Congress. Steele expressed concerns that the firewalls they had put in place would hold. So evidently inside the DOJ, they had created some things that were supposed to insulate them from responsibility and culpability. And Steele sent a message to Bruce Orr saying, I hope the firewalls hold. After Q posted that, he posted these posts on the Patriots Fight board. These are all from January 29th, the day that that response to James Comey's tweet went out. And top one, narrative shift, nation on alert, firing Rosenstein equals blocking Mueller. It also equals setting up to firing Mueller. It also equals a red line in the sand. What was the Senate confirmation vote for Rosenstein? Why did Rosenstein beg Ryan to block the FISA memo from congressional review and further advancement? And then we have this real time. This was something that was going on, and Q is observing it. There are 7 congressional members, 3 senators, 2 former Obama officials, 4 outside contractors, with no classified or top sensitive level clearance at a SCIF in D.C. Capitol. Top secret clearance is mandatory for admission. How is it possible that these people are looking at these documents? Q said, we see you. We have a flag that was posted by Q, and then on the bottom we have the post that simply says Apache. We have decoded that, have come to a lot of different conclusions about what Apache means. Q has confirmed, I think, 4 or 5 different interpretations of Apache. I'm not going to go into them in this video. But those, Q must have a reason for posting those, reposting them on Patriots Fight. So we'll find out more about that. Actually, we're going to find out a lot more about some very interesting things. This is a mysterious occurrence. So this morning, Q posted this message on the Patriots Fight board and then deleted it. I got a notification that it went out. By the time I got on the board, it was gone. One of the Anons captured it and then reposted it on the research board. And let me just read this to you. If I can. Q said, what a coincidence. James Comey, in brackets, did your email trigger a fake news blast? And then we have sample in brackets. NewYorkTimes.com. U.S. Politics Presidential Daily Brief, NPR.org, what exactly is the Presidential Daily Brief and why is it important? PBS NewsHour tag Presidential Daily Briefing, CNN Politics Intelligence Briefings, Trump, and then USAtoday.com News Politics Intelligence Briefing, Obama, Trump, PDB. So Q seems genuinely amused that the things that Comey and Q are posting are making headlines and starting up news cycles. And I think that is all I've got for you. There are a lot more Q posts. Let me give you a preview of coming attractions. This picture that Q asked, what do you see? We now have another picture to go with it, this picture. And Q asked, what are shovels for? And this is the original picture. We've got a lot of posts about the Podestas. We have posts about sexual abuse in the church. And I have not gotten into any of those posts yet. I've just been really working hard trying to get all the information put together on the intelligence drops, the NSA, the DOJ information, which most of you can obviously tell that's sort of what I'm really interested in. But I will start a new thread on these other drops, and I'll get that out there, get the video up as soon as I can. So be encouraged, Patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.